Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts. The children of man, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. As I was out enjoying my morning walk today, the sun was shining, the breeze was gentle, the birds were singing, and the flowers were displaying their best and brilliant colors. It was an ideal day for a walk, peaceful, quiet, and lovely. But then, as so often it seems to happen to me, just as I began in my mind to thank God for such beautiful creations, the troubles of the world began first trickling and then gushing their way, uninvited, into my thoughts. Already on the phone earlier, I had listened to a dear friend whose family is suffering the disruption, frustration, and sadness of the alcohol and drug addiction of one of their children. I tried to listen well and offer some words of hope that God will hear their pleas for help and continue to watch over this child and the family. Yesterday, my neighbor had phoned to say her husband was going into hospital for heart surgery, and because of his age, there's a real concern for how he will come through the surgery. I told her I would pray for the doctor's expertise and the Lord's presence. Last night at dinner, some friends shared the sorrow of one of their son's divorce, which has left the care of his young child to them, the grandparents, as the father is in school and the mother is living a life of reckless abandon and does not care that her child will be living somewhere else. All I could come up with is, God bless you. And still another friend of ours is unemployed and worried about how they will pay their bills. Our prayer for them is that the Lord will help us to be a support to them now and pray that God will grant them employment soon according to his will. So what started off as a peaceful, beautiful morning seemed to be turning into despair as I lifted these prayers to God, adding countless more as they seemed to rush in. Countries suffering through war and violence, illness and disease running rampant in some places, Christians being bullied, attacked, and persecuted around the world. The list seemed endless. And as I felt myself grow agitated, worried, angry, and sad, one more person's story burst into my thinking. Job. As my mind quickly skimmed over the difficult parts, the loss of his wealth, his property, his children, his character, his friends, and his health, even his hope at one point, I found myself rejoicing instead in Christ's mercy and Job's humble, confident proclamation of one of the most amazing and beautiful passages in the Old Testament, in chapter 19 of the book of Job. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. Job, suffering great pain and loss at Satan's hand to the point of certain death, confesses his faith in God and in a Redeemer who will one day, as promised, vindicate him from all the troubles of life on earth and deliver him and welcome him into eternal rest and glory in heaven. And that living God, that Redeemer, is the only one who can and will rescue us also from our sin and God's wrath, so that we too will see heaven. Those thoughts are what led me to seek comfort further in God's word in this psalm today, Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. Poor David is hiding for his life, seeking refuge in the one and only place he will find it, in God and in his promises. Safety from those who are trying to kill him, and hope of eternal glory with God. It is our cry too, of course, that God will be merciful to us in our everyday challenges and trials. Just like the birds I saw flying freely this morning, when storms come, the baby birds will seek shelter under the protective wings of their mother. Well, this is when we run to God seeking shelter too, when the storms of our lives threaten to drown us in our sorrows, crash us upon the rocks of despair, bury us beneath heaps and heaps of the rubble of sin, sins against us by others, and the consequences of our own foolish mistakes. God is with us. Sin might ravage us, beat us up, tempt us away from God, but it cannot take God away. Both David and Job suffered much at the hands of evil people and Satan, yet the Lord did not abandon them. He did not stop loving them. He did not stop rescuing them. And God doesn't stop loving us or helping us either. No matter what mess or traps we find ourselves struggling to get out of, God will never abandon us. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Those are Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And this is why Christians can truly rejoice even when things look really, really bad for them in life. I'm not saying we outwardly celebrate and cheer when hard times hit, because frankly, our hearts and souls are often too bowed down to even smile, let alone rejoice. But the joy comes in knowing that we have a living God, a faithful God, a steadfastly loving God, just as Job knew and David knew. Our Redeemer lives. Christ suffered and died on the cross and conquered completely and forever for all, sin, death, and the devil. In Jesus' resurrection, he lives, really lives, and so will we after our life here is ended. That's how we get through the tough times now, the only way we can get through them, by knowing and leaning upon Christ. It's notable also in this psalm that David, while hiding from his enemies, is already thanking God for deliverance before it even happens. That is confident prayer, and we are encouraged to pray that way as well. As my friend deals with their daughter who is addicted to drugs and alcohol, she knows that there is only so much she and her husband can do to break the sin of addiction. And believe me, they've sacrificed much to be godly, loving, firm, and forgiving parents. Yet, their hope is not in themselves, but in a faithful God who has promised to never leave them. In their prayers, no doubt filled with many tears, they continue to give thanks to God for his great mercies, his abundant beauty of creation, his steadfast love and faithfulness to the heavens, to the clouds, and to all the earth. That God is your God and my God, a living, loving God, to whom we can submit to his will, because we know he is fulfilling his purpose for each one of us for our own good. So again from the words of the psalm today, awake, my glory, awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. These were the words of David back then, and they can be our praise of thanks to God today. We pray. We do indeed thank and praise you, Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, that you see fit to call us your children. You alone are holy, and we pray that you will continue to bless and guide us by the power of the Holy Spirit to remain steadfast in our faith and in our prayers to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.